Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Speak to that person who feels like they've not been heard, not quite been understood. There is a point where you have to move on. So what do you say?
Well, what I found in my situation was when I was waiting to be understood, waiting for that day of, you know, having the hearing where I would finally be, you know, exonerated, I was putting way too much control over my life and the state of my soul into the hands of human beings. But the scripture says in John 2 that Jesus didn't entrust himself to men because he knew what was in them. Mm-hmm. He didn't put the full weight of who he was in the hands of men. So what I want for everybody who's in any kind of bondage, people who are listening, you know, you're bitter, you're coming out of a tough situation, a church hurt, you know your soul's not right. What I want is that you don't let the timetable, you don't let the healing to be determined by human beings. They may never get you. They may never apologize. Some folks listening are bitter about parents or coaches or teachers who aren't even alive anymore. We have to say, look, even if it never changes on their part, I am going to pursue healing and wholeness and freedom from bitterness and become everything I'm made to be. It's not a selfishness. It's just an intention that human beings don't control what I do.
Yeah, and that's just truth. One of the things that you suggest is to be brave, tell the truth about what's happened, but then look forward. Say more about that.
Well, it's very, very important at that moment that we are able to cling to the truth about our God, that he is a sovereign God, that he has ordained our life. You know, if right now, I'm sitting in my office in Nashville, but if right now this building caves in and horrible things happen and, God forbid, you know, family and friends in the other room are killed or whatever, as horrible as that would be, I still believe in a God who knows the end from the beginning, who has called me to certain purposes, who is with me to the end, who knows my days before one of them is lived, who knows my end from my beginning. I mean, this is what we have to believe. And so when you then go through a church hurt, when you leave a church that you love and friends aren't speaking to you and there's confusion and gossip and you're hurt and you're wounded, that's the moment we have to lift our eyes and realize that the author and finisher of our faith, the bishop of our souls, is able to get us not just through this immediate season, but on to the bigger things to which we are called. And so to be future-oriented, not in a kind of, you know, abandon it, don't talk about it, dismiss people way, an impatient way, but in an attitude of faith that says, whatever this is, we're going to get to the other side, and I'm going to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus has taken hold of me. That kind of future orientation, destiny orientation, is what got me through. Whatever that was going to be, I was going to be better for it and take hold of what Jesus had called me to do. And that absolute resolute determination is a lot of what got me through.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.